climate change. You repeat the claim that human-influenced climate change is a hoax and impossible. You're probably known nationally because of your stance on this, and you oppose scientists and all.
It all started back in the Kyoto Treaty. That was back during Clinton-Gore, and Gore went down to South America. They all got together with the United Nations. It's all driven by the United Nations, that we're having global warming and everyone's going to die. Everyone believed it at that time. So they started introducing bills. The first bill was the McCain-Lieberman bill. Well, McCain's a Republican, so it was not just all Democrats. Some of those involved with the professors at the Wharton School had a separate little group that said, if you pass cap and trade, it's going to be the largest tax increase in the history of America. It's going to be between $300 and $400 billion every year. Now, that translates in Oklahoma as just under $3,000 a family. And I thought, well, I want to make sure that the science is right on this. So I started and got the word out there that scientists who were not afraid to do so let me know, and they started calling in and saying, no, there's nothing to it. And I can debate this with anyone and show that global warming is not taking place and we're not going to be passing it. No one will debate me on it anymore. The only reason they're using climate change is because we won the battle on global warming, so they're now renaming it. The United Nations, I have a whole chapter in my book on this. It's the longest chapter in the book. We've done a lot of research, and it goes all the way back to several decades ago. The United Nations is very offended that they have to be accountable to the United States or any other country. They want to be completely self-supporting. There is a liberal view that agrees with this. So how are we going to do it? Well, if we can come up and do it through global warming, we can be the group that sponsors that. So the whole thing started down in Buenos Aires when they passed the Kyoto thing. Then the United Nations sponsored the biggest party of the year in December of every year. And that was to get all the countries to come in, and any of them who would go along with the global warming thing, they had the biggest party of the year. I mean, caviar and everything else in the most attractive places in the world. One of the more recent ones, they had all gone over to Copenhagen. John Kerry, he was a senator at that time. Hillary Clinton, she was a senator at that time. Nancy Pelosi, Barbara Boxer, Obama, all of them had gone over and lied to them and said, we in the United States are going to pass cap and trade. And I went over after they came back. I went over on the last day, the big climax of the thing, to announce that they were lying to them deliberately. These top leaders in America were deliberately lying. 191 countries were represented. All 191 had one thing in common. They all hated me. But I told them the truth. There's no way in the world that they can get over 35 votes in the 100-member Senate to this. And it's true. So then Obama was trying to do through regulation what he could not do through legislation. Both John Barrasso and Roger Wicker, that's Wyoming and Mississippi, are on my side on all these issues. So it's been a long thing. And there's still some people upset with me on that. But it was a lonely fight the first 6 years. I mean, threats and the whole works.
Threats? What do you mean?
Oh, people are saying, you know, you're destroying America. You're going to die for this.
How do your colleagues treat you on this issue? You mentioned John Kerry and others, Hillary Clinton.
Well, there'll be some like them who really believe it. Hillary Clinton. Another one is Ed Markey. Ed Markey came over from the House. He was elected to the Senate this last time. He is the one that I debated more than anybody else. But he actually believes it. And he, by the way, is a real close friend of mine. When I had my heart surgery, he was the first one to call up and say that his dad had the same thing and told me the positive results that he got and all that. But then there are others, the Republicans, who are still on the side of climate change and global warming because they know that's the popular side to be on. But every one of them knows better. Every one of them. And they'll admit to me that they do. I'm more of a maverick than I thought I was.
Well, you don't mind being alone. It doesn't seem to bother you any. Or does it?
No, it doesn't. No. If the cause is one where I know I'm right, just imagine passing a tax increase when they admit it would not do anything. I mean, they all know that CO2 is not responsible for any appreciable amount of change in the weather. They know that now, and they didn't know it back during Kyoto. Now they're trying to do a new Kyoto, and their parties are still going on. They're still going over there and trying to get America to do this, but we're not going to.
You're not going to give up that fight. Because you could easily walk away from it.
Oh, no, not that one.
So here you have these scientists. The Union of Concerned Scientists stated that your statement was in error. So you have all these scientists.
Oh, yeah, but they have a position to take where they benefit. Let's take all of these various foundations that support all the scientists. They're the ones who dictate it, and they get it, of course, from the United Nations, that if you don't agree with this. The IPCC is the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. That's the United Nations. They formed that to bring all the scientists in to perpetuate the fraud of global warming. And they were successful in doing it. It was brilliant, the way they pulled it off. You know, it would have been a reality.
So then, to kind of recap that, do you believe in any global warming?
No. Not as most people understand. There's always going to be change in climate. We can go through, and I have it all plotted out in graphs, and I've done this on the Senate floor. I've done it in debates, and I've shown them when it was hotter than it is now, and that we've gone through the little ice age and the medieval warming period, and this has been going on throughout recorded history of hotter times and of colder times than we have. The interesting thing now, we're actually going into a cooling period. Let me just be specific so that anyone who's listening to this one, if you start with 1895, it went in at that time, it was a cooling period. An ice age was coming. We're all going to freeze to death. Then, in about 1918, we came out of that ice age thing and went into a warming period that went up until the middle 40s. In 1945, they started into another ice age that lasted through the middle of the 70s. Here's the interesting thing, and no one disagrees with this. In 1945, at the end of the war, was the largest release of CO2 worldwide in the recorded history of the world. And it precipitated not a warming period, but a 30-year cooling period that sustained all the way up to the end of the 70s. We went into another warming. Now we're going into another cooling period.